You mentioned a couple of times about presiding. That's what a freshman senator has spent a good amount of time presiding.
Right.
What's it like presiding in the Senate?
Well, you know, it's daunting. You start out. It's daunting because you're there, and now C-SPAN cameras are on, and these are very complex decisions that go on. And you know, first beginning, you have to make sure that you recognize the senator. You got the right state the senator's from, just to start with, and then what they say and who you recognize and how it works and the rest of it. You take a slight orientation course, and then you're into the mix and you're presiding. And what I learned very quickly, and I think most of my colleagues learned very quickly, is that if you listen to that voice that's sitting right in front of you, you will avoid having problems. It is daunting when you start. It is truly daunting because so many things can happen, how we're going to deal with them. There are so many questions, and you're on television. So it's daunting. But after you do it for a while, it gets to be not all the time a... it's not a totally negative experience. It gives you time during a very busy day to kind of join your thoughts together, but also it's interesting to listen to the debate. A number of issues, positions I took, which was the major amendment to the health care reform bill by Ron Wyden and Bob Bennett to deal with health care reform. I got interested in that by hearing Ron Wyden give a speech on the floor. And I learned a lot, sharpened my arguments many times when Republicans were speaking, or the Democrats, but mostly, what the Republicans were saying, and listen to what they're saying, and say, that really makes sense, but that doesn't comport with this. So it's a good opportunity, to do that. So I look on presiding as a very, very positive, as a positive thing that you do. I think that as you get more senior, which gets the real problem in the Senate, which is now the people are on too many committees and they have too many responsibilities. I mean, when I came to the Senate, 1984, when Senator Biden was thinking about running for president in '88, we dropped down to just two committees. And that was the smartest thing he ever did. And I never felt he was constrained in any way by just being on two committees, most senators, and limiting the subcommittees too. And so when I came to the Senate, I said, I want to be on just two committees. And I thought, when Harry Reid called me, and I said, I thought it would make a lot of sense. I mean, I was only going to be there for 2 years. I understood the substance of most of the Eastern Foreign Relations Judiciary, having dealt with them for most of the 22 years I was in the Senate. So I felt comfortable with that. Rather, maybe I should get on a different committee, but I thought it would take an investment of time to learn the new issues, even though I knew that the issues, most of the Senate issues, because I've been there for so long and dealt with them and been interested in them, and I was interested in all those things, so that was good. So I just said I wanted on two committees. Then, so I went on two committees, and it turned out to be a great decision. I got to sit in a lot of hearings that other people missed. One of the things, the problem with senators being on so many committees, they can't go to the hearings. And I remember one day I was in, you'd be something important in both going on foreign relations issue, and you can't get back and forth between them. I can't imagine if you have four committees and then add all the subcommittees on top of it. It's a real mistake, and I'm glad to see Senator Mark Pryor from Arkansas. I spoke about this in the caucus, and I spoke to everybody I could about it. I thought what had happened, the waivers had grown. The rules that would limit how many committees people want, but the waivers had just grown, and grown, and then Senator Mark Pryor was appointed by Senator Reid after I left to come up with a report on that. He called me, and I spent a lot of time talking to him on the phone. And then they did. They are beginning to cut down the waivers on the committees. I thought that was really, an extraordinary important part. So presiding, you when you're in Washington, especially when you're only there for 3 days, and you're on four committees and subcommittees and the rest of that, you know, your time, you don't have a whole lot of time to be doing anything except that. It was interesting, some of my colleagues thought we could schedule our way around. I said, look, if you're only there from Tuesday to Thursday and you're on four committees, there's no way. That's not a scheduling problem. That's trying to get 10 pounds into a 2-pound bag. There is no way, you know, that can work. And I, one of the great things was I got to sit and actually in committee hearings. And I can remember before the president made his decision on Afghanistan, Senator Kerry put together a great set of hearings on Afghanistan, and a number of us sat through all of them. Senator Shaheen was at a lot of them, and Senator Barrasso and Senator Risch on the other side, and Senator Kerry was in every single one of them, and Senator Lugar. But after the president made his decision, you know, a number of my colleagues came in and had not been able to go to any of the hearings, literally none. And some of the things they said were based on, you know, what they read in the newspaper, what their staff told them. They never would have said that if they sat in the hearing. So it's, you know, I found it to be, you know, extraordinarily helpful to have the time to be able to sit in the committees.